This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Questions surrounding the crash of a helicopter onto a skyscraper roof in Midtown Manhattan yesterday. Bill de Blasio, New York's mayor, says the pilot was flying in a restricted area because it's not far from Trump Tower.
To go into that area, a helicopter would need the approval of LaGuardia Tower, and we need to find out if that happened or not here.
The chopper crashing onto the roof of the building on 7th Avenue in Midtown, killing the pilot on impact. He had just dropped off a passenger at a heliport when the chopper went down at about 2 p.m. Eastern. A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy is in critical condition after someone shot him in the head while he was off duty last evening, waiting for fast food at a Jack in the Box location. The suspect approaching, shooting him, and then running away, and he's still at large. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help. Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Major League superstar David Ortiz's assistant says the longtime Red Sox slugger shooting was the act of hitmen. Leo Lopez, speaking to reporters in Santo Domingo yesterday about the Sunday night shooting, saying it wasn't a robbery and was, quote, no doubt an act of hitmen. The 43-year-old Ortiz now being treated at a Boston hospital after the Red Sox sent a plane to pick him up from the Dominican Republic yesterday. No arrests have been made in the shooting. Manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, who also hails from the Dominican Republic, says,
back home, you know, they talk about superheroes without capes, and he's a superhero without cape. That's the way we see him, you know, so he'll be okay.
President Trump's in Iowa today. He'll be in the western half of the state touring an ethanol plant before attending a GOP fundraiser in West Des Moines. Former Vice President and Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden also in the state on the eastern side for several campaign events. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Democrat-controlled committee is now putting off contempt moves against Attorney General William Barr. New York Democrat Gerald Nadler is saying the House Judiciary Committee struck a deal with the Justice Department to get key evidence from the Mueller report. The House was set to vote on holding Barr in contempt of Congress in a matter of days. In a statement, Nadler said, quote, if the department proceeds in good faith and we are able to obtain everything we need, there will be no need to take further steps. Maine's Governor Janet Mills signing off on a bill that expands access to abortion services in her state. Under the new law, physician assistants and nurse practitioners will soon be able to perform the procedures. The changes will take effect 90 days after the state legislature adjourns. A Tennessee district attorney is under investigation. Coffee County DA Craig Northcott being investigated by the state Supreme Court's Board of Professional Responsibility. That's after the Council on American Islamic Relations filed a complaint against Northcott last month after they say he posted to social media that Islam is an evil belief system. And the NBA Finals headed back to Oakland for Game 6 as the Warriors closed Game 5 on a 9-2 run to stun the Raptors 106 to 105 in Toronto. But Kevin Durant suffering an Achilles tear, which could keep him out of the entire next NBA season. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Israel Ortega, spokesperson for the Libra Initiative, joins us. Is, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Good to talk to you. Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, lots to talk about over the weekend. A win-win proposition. You know, some people have said that Donald Trump, in terms of trying to criticize his negotiating skills, have maintained that his way of negotiating is win-lose. And I've not perceived that. And maybe in the past there's been those instances, but what I've seen him in terms of how he's negotiated or tried to negotiate, it's always seems to be win-win. Whether it's with Kim Jong-un or dealing with President Xi, it's you're trying to come up with something that says, hey, look, this is of interest to you. You want to do this for your people. And I think this was the case for what happened with the negotiations with Mexico. So this way we can keep the avocados coming across the border, because otherwise this is going to be most upsetting, is I want you to know.
Yeah, you're right. No, don't mess with guacamole.
No, exactly.
No, I think you're right. I mean, in the broad sense, you know, we're obviously encouraged by the fact that we're addressing the immigration issue. You know, we know what's happening on the border, and it's been happening for a while, as you know, Bill. I mean, this is not just something that started with the Trump administration for years, in both Republican and Democratic administrations. We just having folks coming across the border, putting a strain on our resources, and so that's all positive. I am concerned. We are concerned about. You know, tariffs are taxes. I mean, the president has even said as much. And so, to me, it's playing a game of chicken. It's a little dangerous. And I also worry about, you know, if, a Democratic president, you know, down the road says, look, you know, previous presidents have enacted tariffs as a way of leverage for negotiations. So I'm concerned that, you know, that can come up, you know, with a different person in the White House. But overall, I mean, I agree, Bill. I mean, I think that, you know, we, are making progress, in trying to do something on immigration, and we have to acknowledge that.
Well, a couple of points here is that you brought up. First of all, the president has been begging Congress. This is Congress's job. They have kicked the can down the road repeatedly. And the thing is that's interesting, and you're not hearing this from the mainstream media. You see, the Mexican community or Hispanic community is seeing Trump as their champion. They've been yelling and screaming for decades about the growing problem, because when you have people coming, and I'm talking right now the focus, I'm not talking about what comes by plane or, you know, what comes through Canada, but particularly from the south, which is about 40% of the problem, I think, as we can best determine, right?
So where do they go? They go into these Hispanic communities. They're pulverizing these Hispanic communities with it, whether it's sex trafficking or opioid issues or, you know, on and on that goes on. And illegals who come in that don't respect the laws, well, they're upending these local Hispanic communities. And this has been done from, you know, with Republican presidents as well as Democrat, but seems like more Democratic, you know, leaders have exacerbated the problem. And see, the mainstream media is not capturing this. They're ignoring the sentiment that the Hispanics have toward Trump, and that they are rather bullish for Trump. I'm talking about the Hispanics who are here legally, and even some who are here illegally. They see it. They can, you know, it's common sense is that you have to have the rule of law.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're right about that. I mean, as we've talked about this before, Bill, one of the things, unfortunately, that is preventing more economic progress in Latin America and Central America is a weak rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
And so I absolutely agree with you that one of the things that we have going for us in our country is that we do at least strive to uphold the rule of law. You know, obviously we're not perfect, and we've got ways to go. But I agree with you. I mean, that's one of the ingredients for our country's success. And you're right. I mean, immigration is an issue that is important for Hispanics, but it's not the most important issue for Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm sure we'll talk about the numbers for unemployment rate, but you're right. I mean, I think one of the things that is so concerning for us is that Congress seems unable to come together and work on immigration. We've been urging Congress for months, years, to take up immigration, and it seems like both sides, but particularly, you know, from when you hear Nancy Pelosi talk about this issue, just no desire to work with the president, despite what's happening on the border.
Yeah, and then you have activist judges. Let's throw some activist judges into play here, too. And all Trump is trying to do is to protect our country. I mean, we've got illegals continuing. I mean, here's a situation up in Washington, which it just blows me away here is, I don't know, I'm sure you read about this. The Democratic governor there, Jay Inslee, just signed off on a new law that bans state and local authorities from questioning individuals about their immigration status. Okay? This is right on the hills after Catoosa County Sheriff Deputy Ryan Thompson was shot and killed in the line of duty by an illegal immigrant who was allowed to stay in Washington. I mean, this stuff here is brain bruising for people. This doesn't make sense in a 21st century America. How do you line this up? I mean, and you go, wait a minute, you just had one of the men in blue shot down by an illegal immigrant, and then on the heels of that, you celebrate it, so to speak, with a Democratic governor signing off on a new law, basically turning Washington into a sanctuary state. How does that square up?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that's why it's so frustrating, and folks are upset, you know, that we are not doing more to fix our laws. And you're right. I mean, this is something that Washington has to address, Bill, because you're going to continue seeing these stories if Congress doesn't act. And we've tried for months, you know, doing things by executive order or trying to do, you know, very, very minor tweaks to the system. Mm-hmm. But what we need is wholesale change.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean comprehensive immigration reform. You know, what we've been calling for is a real, what we think is a very sensible proposal, which is extending protection for dreamers, and enhancing border security.
Right.
And that's the way that we've been calling for months. Mm-hmm. We had a group of folks go to New York last week to ring the NASDAQ.
Yes, that was exciting.
The bell.
Right.
Yeah, and so, you know, what we want to do is underscore the need, Bill. I mean, mm-hmm. part of the problem is that we are losing focus on taking up this issue, because otherwise, like you pointed out, we're going to continue seeing these stories.
And the thing that is surprising about all this is some of it is so transactional. This is like 5-minute kind of decision making. And but just to say no on everything, oh, you know, because I hear the Democrats saying, well, it has to be comprehensive. Well, ultimately, yes. But right now, there are some things that you can do that can begin to, you know, have an effect. Like Mexico saying, hey, look, we're going to be partners with you, and we're going to stop them from continuing to head north for just a little bit here. What do you think?
The final phase is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Neil Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. Our conversation continues with Libre Initiative's Israel Ortega. Well, I'll tell you, the Hispanic community has to be especially excited about the unemployment numbers. And not only unemployment, but the average hourly rate has been increasing as well.
Yes, that's right, Bill. Really impressive numbers. coming out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which really is the gold standard in terms of measuring unemployment numbers and economic creation. And historically low unemployment numbers for the Hispanic community. And you're right. Not only are we seeing job numbers for Hispanics, but also the median wage for Hispanics is increasing. You're seeing more and more Hispanics being able to see more in their paychecks, and that's really a very, very significant bit of news. And so, I think, you know, as we start looking towards the election, it'll be interesting to see, how important jobs in the economy continues to be for Hispanics, because leading up to the 2016 election, Bill, as you remember, it wasn't immigration that was the top issue for Hispanics. It was jobs in the economy. And so I think the White House has to be encouraged by what they're seeing in terms of job creation for Hispanics.
Yeah, it has been really positive, and it's driving the Dems nuts. And this is why, you know, some have commented the only way they can beat Trump is to impeach him. Which is really sad, because it's like, wait a minute, you know, we're supposedly on the same team here, you know, and, last time I checked, I think we have USA on the jersey, and it's not Republican or Democrats, but, sadly, you know, this is what partisanship has lowered us to.
Yeah, and I think the White House is looking at how do they capitalize on these job numbers for Hispanics. And from what we're seeing, I mean, there have been a couple of stories, one in Politico that talked about the White House really ramping up their outreach to Hispanics, particularly in important swing states, Arizona being one of them, but also places like Florida, which the president won in 2016. So it's going to be interesting to see how that happens. That same article talked about the White House also talking about Black voters, and they plan to really talk up education, but also what the White House has been doing on criminal justice reform. So I think the White House has some really, really solid policy ideas that they can run with.
Right.
So we'll see how that plays out.
Well, the other thing, look at the numbers for Hispanics as a voting bloc is, now it's being reported that, what are they, about 20% of the voting bloc, which now surpasses blacks. So this is a huge and significant block. Now the Democrats are taking it for granted, and I just hope that the Hispanic community is all the wiser for it, to, you know, with this ballot harvesting that they're allowing to be done in California. Other states have been doing stuff. I mean, this is really compromising the integrity of the whole voting process. So the Hispanic community needs to be aware of this. If somebody comes knocking on the door and says, look, just sign your ballots and hand them over to us, so we'll take care of it from there, is that what they're doing is participating in something that's compromising the legitimacy of the vote.
Right, yeah. So I'm not tracking that one issue, but you're right. I mean, I think the Latino voting bloc is growing exponentially, and it's only going to continue to grow. So I think that the big thing for me is going to be how many Hispanics come out to vote next year, but also, you know, I think it's dispelling this myth, Bill, that Hispanics are a monolith.
Yeah, exactly.
Block.
Right.
And they're not. And so I think that's important for politicians to remember that.
And it's clear, with you and I, we see it at the ground level. And, a lot of things that they, look over and ignore is the the cultural makeup, the DNA of the Hispanic community that runs so deep and consistent with, conservative values, family values. They're interested in their kids and education and having a good job. They're not coming into, they believe in hard work. I mean, this is the way we were raised is. I mean, I just don't know anything different. What makes me sad is when there's government policies out there that retard the process and try to get these people beholden to the government. And, that's a shame. They've done it. They've absolutely impacted the black community with these kind of policies. And, they kind of get it. It's kind of the story of of two communities. This was a while ago. I'm trying to remember who did this special, but it was about two Indian reservations. And one Indian reservation accepted billions of dollars. Oh, it was John Stossel. Mm-hmm. That's who it was. And they accepted billions of dollars in government aid. And you went to that community, and, my God, it's a disaster. You couldn't believe it. I mean, poverty ran deep, unemployment, double-digit, alcoholism. It was a mess. The other reservation said, hey, we don't want your money. You went in there and you thought, oh, my God, you saw it, a pride of ownership, single-digit unemployment, hourly wages, you know, through the roof. I mean, it was a clear contrast. And the only difference between these two that was so obvious was that one accepted government, you know, and government subsistence and dependence, and the other said, hey, we'll take it from here. We can do it within our own community.
Right.
We'll
right,
ignore,
right.
I think it was like $180 billion of support.
That's amazing. That's fascinating. I'll have to look that up. But, you know, just quickly, look at Venezuela. Look what's happening there. I think Hispanics can look to that and say, why would we want to replicate those policies here in the U.S., particularly those who fled Venezuela to come to the U.S. after seeing what socialism can do?
Right. Well, this month is Immigrant Heritage Month. And as you'd mentioned earlier, it was so cool that we had some dreamers ringing the bell at the NASDAQ, right?
Yeah, that's right, Bill. We did. It was a big group of us that went up there, and really, again, just underscoring the need for Congress to act, urging Congress and the White House to come together on this issue. We do think that a deal is possible, Bill. The White House has talked about being generally supportive of a deal that enhances border security for some protection for some undocumented immigrants, and so we're not losing hope. We're going to continue doing this. We've got a lot of events planned all over the country in a lot of states where we are, and we'll see, Bill. Obviously, you know, we know that the stakes are high and that it's a tough mountain to climb, but we're not giving up on it because we think it's that important for Congress and the White House to come
together. And Donald Trump offered, he told Nancy Pelosi, he told the Democrats, look at, I'll give you the big, they were looking at maybe 700,000, and he says, I'll give you the whole enchilada. You know, we'll go up to what, 1.2, 1.3 million or something, whatever the number was, and they rejected it.
Yeah, you're right. No, and that's why, you know, we're so close and, you know, this is where when you look at that bill on paper, you have to, you know, say like it's pure politics then, you know, we're coming to the table to work and then you just walk away and so it's discouraging, but, hopefully as we continue to talk about this issue, politicians will see that they can't ignore this. We got to do something about this.
Well, they can't be using them as pawns. They've been pawning them all this time. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, these young people, I mean, yeah, we've got some now because this thing's been kicked around so long. They're in their 30s looking at 40 years, and they've been in this country. I mean, that's pathetic that we can't get this handled by now.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So we'll continue to do what we can, Bill. This is Immigrant Heritage Month, and look for events across the country, and we're going to continue writing op-eds, letters to the editor, just doing what we can. This is a good time to do it. It's always a good time to talk about this issue, but especially now.
Exactly. And Iz, where can they go and, you know, get connected, stay informed with what Libre Initiative is doing?
Look us up. Just go to Facebook and type in The Libre Initiative and give us a like. You'll keep up with what we're doing.
Without a doubt, Israel Ortega has been with us, spokesperson for Libre Initiative. Iz, as always, great to have you on with us, keeping us up to date. And, hey, for all our Hispanic brothers out there, hey, you're not alone, man. We're fighting with you. So, you know. We need you to join in, and that's for everyone else as well, because this is the United States of America. It's about all comers, that's for sure. E pluribus unum. Iz, thanks as always. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Bill, appreciate
you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Homeownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z homebuyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Questions surrounding the crash of a helicopter onto a skyscraper roof in Midtown Manhattan yesterday. Bill de Blasio, New York's mayor, says the pilot was flying in a restricted area because it's not far from Trump Tower.
To go into that area, a helicopter would need the approval of LaGuardia Tower, and we need to find out if that happened or not here.
The chopper crashing onto the roof of the building on 7th Avenue in Midtown, killing the pilot on impact. He had just dropped off a passenger at a heliport when the chopper went down at about 2 p.m. Eastern. A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy is in critical condition after someone shot him in the head while he was off duty last evening, waiting for fast food at a Jack in the Box location. The suspect approaching, shooting him, and then running away, and he's still at large. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee received is discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your moment. The best of fight, your golden. You've come so far, keep going.
Hey, it's time for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. Down maybe, but not out. I got to continue to fight the good fight. Nobody said this was going to be easy. It's kind of like, JFK said, hey, we're not doing it because it's easy. We're doing it because it's hard, right? This American experiment that is before us that we just saw again, after the 75th anniversary of the landing of D-Day, what this country is all about. You know, our grandparents and our parents were subjected to for the sake of freedom. How do you come away with that and be so casual about this great American experiment? I got to tell you, it was so heartwarming, and to really even talk with young millennials who said, how come we haven't been taught this? How come we didn't know about this stuff? Well, here it is. And by the way, you know, your grandparents and maybe your parents, we're losing them. We're down to maybe a half million vets from World War II remaining. We're losing, about 350 a day. So it's not much longer. So, if you are near and dear to whether it is a parent or a grandparent that has this rich history in their memory, well, I'll tell you, it is worth whatever time you can invest to spend time with them and to hear the real life stories of what our country was going through, back in the in 30s and 40s, and maybe you might even hear about how their heart is breaking over our recklessness with this great American experiment. And I'm sure this will inspire you. Dan Savickas is joining us now. Dan is the Federal Affairs Manager for Freedom Works, and we're going to talk about the FCC's Restoring Internet Freedom Order. Dan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Billy. Good to be here.
Okay, so a year ago, the FCC, you know, put into order the Internet Freedom Order. So let's take a look at what was then and what is now.
Yeah, well, a year ago, the FCC repealed the Title II regulations that the Obama-era FCC put on the Internet in 2015. And despite those regulations having only been in place for a couple of years, we saw Democrats like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi tell us that this was the end of the Internet as we knew it. Tweets would be coming in one word at a time. The Internet speeds would drastically slow down. And yet, one year later, it turns out that there is not, in fact, the Internet Armageddon that was predicted. Broadband speeds are up. Small cell deployment has almost quadrupled across the country. And investment has finally gone up after seeing a dip after the Obama regulation.
Mm.
So the Internet clearly works best when the government takes a back seat. And that's what Chairman Pai and the rest of the commission was able to do one year ago today.
Dan, why do we give the Nancy Pelosi's and these brain trust and, you know, self-appointed elites so much space and time? Because they don't even have the audacity and the consideration to come back and go, oops, you know, hey, you know, we said the sky was falling, but we missed out on some information, and thank God it didn't go. I mean, you don't hear that from them. You know, we just sit by and wait until the mainstream media gives them more ink to tell us the latest scenario of how the sky is falling.
No, you're absolutely right, and unfortunately, outrage is currency in D.C. And
yes,
it's incredibly cynical, but people will do whatever they have to do to get voters all terrified and excited over a certain issue, even one as dense and mundane as internet regulation.
Mm-hmm.
They'll juice the rage to try and get everybody as excited. And when it doesn't pan out, what they have to do the next time they want to get people as excited is they have to crank that rage even higher, mm-hmm. or else they get accused of being the boy who cried wolf.
Exactly.
So it just has to keep escalating, because they'll say, oh, you were this mad and nothing happened. So then you have to be even more hysterical the next time in order to get people to turn out. And it's just going to keep going, and it's going to be really bad for our democracy and our political discourse going ahead into the future.
Well, especially when, you know, there could be some credence and there could be things that we really need to talk about. But if we're trying to deal with them constantly in the realm of added hyperbole, Dan, to your point, it's like, wait a minute, you're too nuts. And by the way, your track record, you know, and no bueno here. You know, why am I wasting my time with you when, you know, 9 out of 10 times you've been unsuccessful, and now you bring up the latest outrage, and, you know, and maybe it's something that we should be responsibly, you know, dealing with, but we set it aside because of all the bad stuff that you've been contributing in the past. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Partisanship and outrage culture is the drug in Washington, and people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer need it to thrive, because mm-hmm. otherwise people see them for what they are and the establishment for what they are, as they're just trying to maintain a hold on their power. And they're going to keep people across the country afraid in order to do so. So that's unfortunately the state of play, and that's why we keep giving credence to people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, is because they're successful in increasingly cranking up the rage in Washington and across the country.
And of course, what the voters need to see, I mean, to me it's just so obvious, is that, yes, they crank this up, and it becomes a fundraising tool for them. In the words of, I think it was David Axelrod, no, it wasn't David Axelrod, it was another advisor to President Barack Obama, who said that, who went on to become the mayor of Chicago. You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, said, hey, do not let any good crisis go to waste, right?
No, absolutely not. And even ones that aren't crisis, like we see the Internet going back to the regulatory framework that was in place in 2015, it has to turn into Armageddon, the end of the Internet as we know it. It's just these little small things. And if you'd look What if something actually consequential happened? Mm-hmm. What if there was an actual crisis that we had to deal with? You've already set the bar so high for something as small as revising an internet regulation from one title of the Communications Act to another. That has become Armageddon now. So when there's actually something crazy going on, it gives me pause to think about where we're going to go and which government bureaucrats or which elected officials will try and take more power for themselves when there's actually a problem if they can do it for something like this.
Exactly. Well, you know, this is all, like you said, it preconditions the mindset of the electorate. And, you know, but by the same token, you know, to your point here, Dan, is that, you know, it was, okay, well, we saw what happened under the Democrats' Regulation Nation, how everything got so constricted, you know, unemployment numbers were through the roof, the reliance on government. I mean, you know, the first time in our history that we've never reached a 3% GDP after a recovery. I mean, it was a disaster at every turn. And what you can look to time and again is the social engineering attempts by the Democrats and their policies to somehow think that they knew better than the natural forces of man. Is that too simple?
No, that's not too simple at all. The market and the people know best about what meets their needs, what's better suited to their purpose than government regulators do. And I think you described it perfectly, the Obama era, as Regulation Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of why you see Democrats turning out all the stops for something like net neutrality repeal is because once voters see the economic success that deregulation brings, it becomes a lot harder to go back to that framework once the wool's been pulled over their eyes and the mask comes off on how badly regulation hurts the economy.
Exactly. This is why we love capitalism. You know, just you believe in human dignity and ingenuity, and this is what has grown our country and will continue to be the future of this great America that we
bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you talk, your neighbor will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, it's just that easy. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, thanks to Dan Savickas, Federal Affairs Manager for Freedom Works, who was on just before. And didn't get a chance. We crashed into a hard break here. And so I wanted to make sure, in case you were wondering, okay, it was Dan Savickas. So appreciate his insight and helping us, understand what's going on. You know, when you get government social engineering, which Newt Gingrich referred to, and all the regulations that happen, look, one of the things that President Trump had promised is to get rid of these regulations. These things are getting in the way of progress. And you talk about being progressive. Let's do those things that really catapult the genius of this country, the ingenuity and productivity. And, originally it was going to be for every regulation, new regulation, two had to be eliminated. I think we're up to about 22 now, 22, 23 to 1 now. So 22, 23 regulations per new regulation that gets instituted is being eliminated. I mean, that is just awesome. And what that has done in terms of catapulting the potential that is here in the 21st century America. Samantha Mao joins us now, the Good News Girl, who is featured quite prominently on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, cough included. And she's right there with all these viral videos that she searches out over the internet for us. But before we talk about some of her specifics, hey Sam, let's bring you on here. So how you doing? You feeling okay?
I'm doing great. I'm kind of tickled in my throat this morning. I just had to come on a little earlier to just make my presence known, just coughing.
Well, good. Hey, you're always welcome here, however way you come through the door. You know, we love seeing you. Because, I was thinking about this, about you, particularly, because you're just such a precious soul. And I just, as long as I've known you and your mother, you guys are just so sweet. And your husband keeps running away from me. I don't know what he's afraid of. What, did you tell him something bad about me or something?
No.
Actually, he's so busy. He's a doctor and he's out there saving lives. And it's amazing what he does. But, I was thinking about this, particularly as it related to you. And this was the other night during the Tony Awards. I don't know if you saw the featured actor who won in a musical, Andre de Shields. Gosh, I'll tell you, when you watch him, I mean, he's 73 years old, but he just has such style. I mean, he was made for the theater. There's no doubt about it. And as he walked on stage, I'm thinking, man, this guy is total butter. I mean, he is so smooth. But he shared these nuggets. And this first nugget is what I think of about you. And when I heard this, I go, oh, that's Samantha. He says, that he had a lot of people to thank, but But in lieu of that, because he said he wouldn't have enough time, he wanted to share his philosophy. He called them his three cardinal rules of his sustainability and longevity. He said, number one, surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. And I want you to know that when I see you, my eyes light up. You know, even though sometimes you can't see me, you see me, you just, you know, because you're just so sweet in what you do and how you serve our listeners and, you know, by coming up with these stories every week. Anyway, the two other nuggets, he says, slowly is the fast way to get to where you want to be. Think about that, huh? Slowly is the fast way to get to where you want to be. And he cited his own example. I mean, here he is. He's been in theater for, 50 years, been nominated for a Tony on several occasions. I mean, he's the guy that did The Wiz. I mean, you think, what, he didn't get a Tony? No, he didn't get a Tony for that. And, I mean, what he did with the character on Broadway was just extraordinary. But here it was, finally, his first Tony that he gets it was Hattiesburg, the new play there. I don't know why it keeps falling out of my mind here. But, you know, of course, it won 8 Tonys, so you think it would be Hatterstown, I think is what it was. Okay, and the third thing he said is the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing. You like that?
Oh, I love that. And yeah. You know, I was thinking, you know, about the second piece of advice that he gave. Maybe it's because, he took that steady route and maybe enjoyed that slower amount of time instead of going up high and crashing quickly. That's a really interesting, unique piece of advice. I love that. And I'm so glad you're going to make me cry this morning.
Oh,
hey. With your eyes lighting up like that.
No, it's cool. I always look forward to our time together and appreciate it. And I know our audience has grown to, appreciate your heart and, sharing. Like, for example, let's start off. I mean, and this should be a reminder to people, no matter what you do and what job you've chosen in life, that you should have fun. You should enjoy what you're doing. And, you know, you talk about people's eyes lighting up. They did in this particular neighborhood. You know, and you think, for all people, what, a mailman? Their eyes are lighting up? I mean, you know, how about the dogs? Are the dogs' eyes lighting up, too? Probably. I don't know. But he was just, this guy was so well-loved that on his last day of work, boy, a piece of their hearts went with him on his final day of work, right?
That's right. Okay, so this is actually in Marietta, Georgia. He's been a mailman for 35 years. His name's Floyd Martin. And, you know, speaking of dogs lighting up, one of the things that he was really known for on his route was giving treats to the cats and dogs. And he always had
cats dogs included? Cats included? Oh, my gosh. This guy's awesome. I love it. Great.
I know. And then, so if he saw somebody, like there was one lady that was on his route, and, you know, whenever she would, so after her husband passed away, instead of Floyd just leaving the mail, you know, in the mailbox, he would walk it all the way to her porch so she didn't have to get it. It was an elderly woman and making sure she had it. Mm. And then one young girl, May, she loved Floyd so much, she dressed up as him for career. So you can see pictures of that. Uh-huh. So is time for him to retire. You know, those Georgia summers can be really difficult. But he never had children of his own. And, you know, these people in the neighborhood, he said that he didn't have to stay as long as he did, but he loved them so much that he decided he'd stay that long. And when he retired, there ended up being a huge event. It was 300 people at this block party. Each person would give, like, speeches saying how much they loved him. And he actually gave a speech saying that he just thought the world needed more of this. That this is, like, all the kindness and all these different things, this is what the world needs more of today. And I just love this story. I hope people get a chance to just, they had mailbox decorated all along his route. I feel sorry for whoever has to replace him. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
again, Sam, see, this is some of the things that mainstream media doesn't report on and we overlook, things like that are so special. And what comes to mind is, what other country could you experience something like this in? What other country?
I don't know one.
Maybe in Israel, maybe I don't know, but I just think, you know, when it comes to liberty and freedom and expression, a love for your fellow man, This is awesome. I mean, this is great. And I say that, and you might say, well, Bill, you overlook in some of these countries where there's so much oppression, where you have neighbors that you don't even hear about, you know, that you'll read about later, like the Corrie ten Boom story, you know, how, you know, she saved, you know, Jews from persecution and that. And, I mean, just incredible stories. Yes, those exist. And so I don't mean to be so reckless in the comparison here. But still, it just, you know, you're grateful. I guess that's the bottom line. You're grateful that we have a country like this where, you know, people, neighborhoods can come together and acknowledge someone's service of 35 years like this and, you know, show them some love. That's awesome. Speaking of which, you've got four teens running into a burning home to rescue their elderly neighbor. What happened here?
So, Catherine Ritchie, she was going to bed. Recently going to bed. She's 90 years old, and you know how startling something like that could be. This is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah. And so she is going to bed. She turns around and comes back into her bedroom. Her bed's on fire. Mm-hmm. And so she's kind of startled. She hits the panic button, you know, for 911 to call. But next door, there was four young men between the ages of 14 and 17. Mm-hmm. They smelled the fire and then heard the alarm going off. And one of them, Dylan Wick, he said it smelled like burning rubber. So Nick Bird, who was just 14 years old, managed to get through the back door of his neighbor's house and ran inside and found Ritchie. The lady, she lost her smoke. And he started to pick her up, and she said, "Hey, I can walk." And he's like, "Well, we're getting out of here together."
You're right.
So he was so enthusiastic. He was ready to just take her and run.
Right, exactly.
So they get her out, and then the fire department gets there in time to save a lot of her house. But I'm just so impressed. 14 to 17 years old.
Wow.
These young men, and they're breaking into the house, making sure they get her out, and her daughter posted open thank you letter saying, like, you know, thank you for saving the most precious woman I know and, like, not allowing this to be a tragic end to her amazing life.
Exactly. 90 years old. Wow. That's awesome. Now, you've got this other thing that's just going nuts on the Internet right now. A father having a conversation with his babbling baby boy about the Empire finale.
Have you gotten to see this yet?
This is incredible.
It racked up 40 million views within this video. Actually, DJ Pryor, who's the father in the video, is a comedian. And apparently this kind of runs in his son's genes also, because 19-month-old Kingston was watching the season finale of that show, Empire. So DJ was sitting there talking to his son, kind of expressing his opinions and his thought, wasn't sure how he felt about it. And Kingston's 19-month-old, can't quite talk yet, gets up on the couch and starts talking to his dad, and he's doing hand gestures and just having this full, it just warms your heart to see this. It's right in time for Father's Day coming up. Dad and his little boy who can't talk just have a full-fledged conversation. 40 million views within the first couple days, so definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, you got to check it out. And others that we weren't able to get to, Darius Rucker raises more than $2 million for St. Jude's Children's Hospital, a businessman donating 10,000 bikes to kids who walk miles to school. Great stories right there at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. Samantha Mao, thank you, as always. The Good News Girl. Take care.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you.